I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Evening. KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City. Listen on the KSL News Radio app and in your car at 102.7 FM. KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
This is the 5 o'clock report, 20 minutes of uninterrupted news commercial-free. I'm Jeff Kaplan, KSL's top story. It's official, Representative Chris Stewart is resigning from Congress. But there are still a lot of questions this afternoon, and we have team coverage. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe is here live in the studio with the very latest. Amy.
Stewart says in a statement that his wife's health concerns have made it necessary to retire. This comes after we learned yesterday that this was going to happen, and we're now getting reactions from other Utah leaders. KSL News Radio's Becky Bruce has been watching for those to come in all day.
The remaining three members of Utah's congressional delegation issued a statement saying how sad they are to hear Congressman Stewart is planning to resign. Signed by Republicans John Curtis, Burgess Owens, and Blake Moore, it goes on to describe Stewart as a dedicated public servant and an invaluable source of guidance.
Senator Mitt Romney issued a statement calling Stewart a terrific partner when it comes to advancing Utah's priorities. Senator Mike Lee said Stewart has earned respect from both sides of the aisle. It's not clear when Stewart plans to step down. His statement says that he will retire after an orderly transition can be ensured. Weber County Clerk Ricky Hatch tells Dave Nijanovic that Utah's law requires elections on specific days.
It's going to be either in a municipal general election, the presidential primary election, or a regular primary or general election in an even year.
But the governor could also call for a special election within 7 days of when Stewart vacates his seat.
But why can't the governor just do that right now?
So the law spells out that the seat has to be vacated or Stewart will have to send a letter specifically to him saying that he's officially resigning. And if we do have a special election, it could complicate things because of all the work it takes to hold an election.
We have to be able to get the information to the printers and be able to get the ballot finalized and ready to print. And we have to serve our military and overseas folks, which federal law requires that they get a ballot.
Now, Amy, there's a national question here as well. Republicans in Congress have a very slim majority. Could this change things?
It could. There's just a handful of seats separating Republicans right now. The head of the Utah GOP is confident that that seat will be filled with a Republican after they go through the election process. But again, it's not clear when that seat will be vacated or for how long. So it could be a couple of days, could be a couple of months, a couple of key critical votes.
And meantime, candidates are lining up to replace Chris Stewart.
Yes, they are. Lindsay Ayrt says that angle today. She's spoken to Becky Edwards on that earlier.
You've heard it from KSL News Radio first. Becky Edwards intends to run to replace Congressman Stewart. KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ayrt actually broke the story about an hour ago. She's joining us live. Lindsay.
Yeah, Jeff, Republican Becky Edwards ran for the Senate against Mike Lee in last year's primary, you'll remember. But now she says she intends to try for this House seat.
I received hundreds of phone calls and messages from people really asking me to run. And I am thrilled with the opportunity to have that support in this setting and looking forward to running in this race.
She got about 30% support in that Republican Senate primary. She says she's announcing her intention today because she plans to visit every area in the 2nd Congressional District.
And share my commitment to their families, their businesses, their communities, and that I will work hard for them in Washington, D.C. And I need to get on the road.
State Senator Todd Weiler also tells me he's, quote, definitely considering a run as well and will make a decision in the next couple of days. Reporting live, Lindsay Ayrt, KSL News Radio.
Thanks, Lindsay.
KSL's top national story. The bill to raise the debt ceiling is now headed to a vote on the House floor. Maybe it's 6:30 tonight. White House spokesperson Karine Jean-Pierre says the Biden administration's optimistic.
We believe it's going to happen. We believe this bipartisan agreement clearly should get both Republican and Democratic votes in both the House and the Senate.
There's been opposition from both the far right and far left in recent days. Both sides saying that compromises made to seal this deal go too far. When the vote happens tonight in the House, you will hear live coverage right here on KSL News Radio. The Russian military is blaming Ukraine for a series of drone attacks around Moscow. University of Utah law professor Amos Chiora told David Nujanovic, no matter who's behind the attacks, they're raising serious concerns in Russia about their air defenses.
There's no way these drones should be hitting the targets the way they're hitting the targets. And whether or not they are blowing buildings up or just causing minor damage is frankly irrelevant.
Ukraine has not claimed responsibility for the attacks on Moscow. The U.S. has asked leaders in Kyiv not to launch attacks inside of Russia. KSL News Time 5:05. First look traffic on the 5 o'clock report, and here's Andy Farnsworth.
And it's been a rough one going north this afternoon. Whether you're on I-15 or you're on Legacy Parkway, slowdowns on both of those roadways will add plenty of extra travel time, especially in that stretch off Legacy from North Salt Lake all the way to Centerville. 215's West Belt struggled with crashes near the I-80 interchange. North 15 backed up into downtown because of a crash, and then southbound delays where you'd expect from South Salt Lake to Midvale. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.